We hope you enjoyed this teaching by Pastor Steve Kelly and Wave Church. We thank you for taking the time to listen to this teaching, and we believe that it will enrich and empower your life.
Well, I want to say happy Easter to all of our Wave Church family, everybody watching online, our military around the world. We love you, and today is a special day for our Christian faith. Not just for Christians. It's a special day for the whole world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Today, we are celebrating the death and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I got to tell you, I love Easter. This is different than I ever would have imagined Easter would look like. But I want to say thank you. Lean into this message. And I want to start actually to talk to you about a man who I think is one of the most amazing heroes in the history of the United States military. And he was a prisoner in the Hanoi Hilton. And his name is Jim Stockdale. He was an American pilot in the Vietnam War. He was captured and was actually made into a prisoner of war. He spent 8 gruesome years in a war camp in Vietnam while being tortured, listen to this, almost daily. And it says here that after he was able to escape, he explained how he survived. And I think it's fascinating. And he explains why both optimist, I want you to hear this, and pessimist were the first ones to die in the camp. And I want you to think about this in light of what we're dealing with right now with our COVID-19 pandemic globally. And this is what he said. He goes, people who are optimists kept saying, well, come Christmas, we'll be out of here. Well, come Thanksgiving, we'll be out of here. And they always put their hope attached to a date. There was some sense of almost an unrealistic optimism. And this is what he said. Those people were the first to die and the pessimist. And this is what he said. He goes, you must retain faith that will allow you to prevail in the end, regardless of the difficulties. He said, you must confront the brutal facts of your current reality, whatever they might be. And I just want to encourage us here to lean in on perhaps one of the great war heroes, in my opinion. And obviously, he went through 8 years of just incredible torment and torture. And yet he survived, he escaped. And yet he's talking about people who just lost heart, even optimists, because it may be an event by this date, by this time. A lot of prophets are prophesying right now, attaching dates to it. And I get a little nervous with all that. I just know this, we will persevere. We will come out of this. And come hell or high water, God is on the throne and we will prevail. And so let me just say this, we need hope in these times, but not just hope and hope, but hope in the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hope in God. Not just faith in faith, but faith in God. Science and medicine are all good. Even the government has a role to play, and we thank God for the role they are playing. But so does the church. And this day, we are celebrating one more time the death and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to read to you Matthew 27. This is the foundation of our faith. And how could you not read this verse on Easter? From noon until 3 in the afternoon, darkness came over the land. And about 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? When some of those who were standing around heard this, they said, he's calling on Elijah. Immediately, one of them ran and got a sponge and he filled it with wine vinegar and he put it on a staff and offered it to Jesus to drink. And the rest said, now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah will come and save him. And he cried out, when Jesus cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. No one took it from him. He gave it up. At that moment, I love this. At that moment, the curtain in the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook, rocks split, the tomb broke open, the tombs broke open. Bodies of many holy people who had died had raised from the dead. They came out of the tombs. After Jesus' resurrection, he went into the city and he appeared to many people. When the centurion, those who were guarding him, guarding Jesus, saw the earthquake and all that had happened, they were terrified. And listen to what they said. They said, surely he was the Son of God. Many women were there watching from a distance, and they followed Jesus from Galilee to take care of his needs. Among them were Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Joseph and the mother of Zebedee's sons. Man, I got to tell you, the veil in the temple was torn from top to bottom. God said, I'm getting out of the box. No longer will there be restriction, but there will be open access because of Resurrection Sunday. I love it. And we read on about the account of Mary and the two Marys that went to the tomb. And there they found that the tomb was empty, for Jesus had risen from the dead. And he said, go back and tell the disciples, I'm coming again. Listen to what Jesus said to Mary and Martha, the two sisters, one time in John 11, verse 25. He said, Jesus, this is when Lazarus, their brother, had died. And Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Jesus spoke to Mary and told her, he is the resurrection and the life. Let me tell you something. We've never needed hope more than we do right now. But I want to say, you're not just hope in hope, not just the power of positive thinking, not just optimism, but I want to tell you, our faith and our hope is centered on what Jesus did on the cross 2,000 years ago. As a matter of fact, I want to just take a moment right now to read one more Bible verse. And when we come back on the other side of this message, I want to teach you something here that I think is fascinating. Permit me to read 2 Peter chapter 1, and we're going to come back and explain this in just a moment, verses 3 to 8. His divine power, listen to this, as a result of the resurrection, has given us everything we need for a godly life, for a godly life. Through our knowledge of him who has called us by his own glory and goodness. Listen to this. Through these, he has given us very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate, listen to this, in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption of the world caused by evil desires. And for this reason, make every effort, catch this now, to add to your faith. These last couple of weeks, I've been talking about where is your faith? I've been talking about surviving the storms of life and understanding that we've got destiny, that God has a plan for us. But listen now to the writer in Peter as he says now, for this reason, he says, see to it that you add to your faith. And that's what I want to talk to you about when we come back on the other side of this. Listen to what he says. Goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness mutual affection or brotherly love and affection of love. For if you possess these qualities, watch this, in an increasing measure, here's the promise, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive. Another translation says, they will keep you from falling. Listen to this, in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you, stay with us right now. Pastor Sharon, my beautiful wife, I call her the First Lady of Virginia, is going to show you what a community group looks like online in these days in which we are leaning into God through connection, through community groups, all through Zoom. And I'm going to come back on the other side of this, and I'm going to talk just briefly about each of these things, how we can add to our faith, not faith in faith, but because of the resurrection of Jesus, and they will keep us from being ineffective and unproductive. And frankly, what I'm about to share with you on the other side of this is going to help bring a whole lot of perspective on how we can respond and how we can show kindness and goodness to the world in which we live, which frankly is a little upside down right now. So come on, let's go watch right now this online community group, show you what it's going to look like, and then we're going to come on back on the other side.
Well, here we are, and community groups are the lifeblood of our church. And right now, we're doing it digitally via Zoom. All our community groups are using the online platform. I'm about to dive in to a girls' community group. So here we go. Hey, girls, how are you? And these girls are meeting via Zoom, and you're just loving doing community group via the online platform. So I just want to ask you girls a couple of questions. Firstly, Zoe, what does community group mean to you?
Yeah, CG is everything to me. It's been, to put it briefly, it's just my lifeline of friendship. It's where I've made my best friends. It's where I've maintained friendships and seen them grown. And I mean, obviously, it's just been huge for my walk with God and having people I can look to and not just to encourage me, but to also push me to be my best self.
Awesome. Well done, Zoe. Lizzie, how has this season of community group been beneficial to you?
It's been so beneficial because it really calls me to intentionally share my life with others. And I think it puts me in a place where I should be known and I should know others. And regardless of circumstance, whether even before COVID happened and now with everything that's going on, community group has been such a safe place. It's been a place that is fun, that we get to share our life with one another. It's life-giving, and it just, at the end of the day, having those calls, I'm so grateful for them.
That's so great. Raven, how does this virtual community group, what do you think about that?
I feel like they're so great and so necessary during the season of our lives. We're so blessed to be bonded virtually and still have that community implemented into our daily lives that God has planned for us to have.
Awesome. I love that you guys are doing this. I think people are feeling a little more vulnerable. And so it's so important that we continue these connections via this online platform. Well done, girls. Thank you. See you later. Bye.
Well, I pray you can see the power and the value of our community groups. They're a little different from what they normally look like, but let me tell you something. They are really incredible. And I want to encourage you right now, everybody watching online, why don't you right now sign up for a community group? God is not all you need. We need community. Proverbs 18, verse 1, he or she who isolates himself seeks their own desire and rages against all wisdom. How much more in these days of separation and isolation do we need to lean into an online community? Well, let's talk about this message, that there are certain things that if we add to our faith will cause the resurrection power of Jesus, that we can be participators of his divine nature and of his glory and of his goodness. It's Easter Sunday. And I'm thinking, let me give an example. I was talking to a good friend of mine. Some of you may know a gentleman by the name of Pastor Paul Deong. He pastors the largest church, I think, in the nation of New Zealand. And he was in a line in a gas station to get some gasoline. It was quite a long line. He'd already waited in the line, I think 20, maybe 30 minutes. And there were people behind him that asked him, would they let them in front of him? And of course, he was waiting patiently like everybody else was. And he just smiled and they said, would you please move and let us get in front? And of course, you know, Paul DeYoung's the nicest guy in the world. And he said, hey, we're all waiting patiently. We'll all get our turn. And this lady turned to him and said, I hope you get coronavirus. I mean, what? That's how people are stressed out. That's how people are sometimes bringing forth the stress and manifesting the internal turmoil and struggle. Matter of fact, I was thinking about just the other day, I was at a certain hardware store and I was just buying some potting mix, about 18 bags of potting mix and about 8 tubs. Some of you may have seen on Instagram my post with Sharon wanting a vegetable garden, and I had to go out and buy all the ingredients and all the tubs to plant the vegetables. And you know, we had a stack of tubs. And the person behind the counter was saying to me, I need to check in between every tub to make sure nothing's being stolen. And you need to stand back. You're too close. And of course, I said to her, hey, listen, ma'am, I'll do whatever you want me to do. Sorry, I'll stand back. And then she goes, well, I need to separate the tubs. And I said, I don't know what to do. Do you want me to separate them? And then there's another gentleman with me, and he just picked them up and started separating them. And he dropped one on the ground, and she goes, don't throw it. And I instantly knew what she was doing. She's stressed. And I just said to this person, listen, it's all good. You just tell us what to do. We're compliant. We don't want to cause any problems. When the manager heard and saw the whole conversation, he came up to me and thanked me for my kindness and then said, I'm sorry you were spoken to like that. To which I said to the manager, you know what? That lady's stressed. She needs a coffee break. Why don't you give her a break? If we can practice that kind of consideration, that kind of love, which is what these verses are talking about. Let me show you what it looks like here. The very first thing the Bible says we're to add to our faith is goodness. And I'm thinking that's something we can all do right now in this season of resurrecting hope, not hope and hope, not hope in positive and the power of positive words, but hope in what Jesus did through the cross, that we would be participators of his divine nature, that we would be the true bearers and bringers of hope into this world on this Easter Sunday, but not just for Easter Sunday, but this is something we can do every day of our life. We can add to our faith goodness. Just be good to people. It says God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, and he went about doing good. How can I do good to people in this season? There's lots of ways that we can reach out and show kindness. And I love this next one. Add to your faith knowledge. And it says here in Isaiah chapter 4, verse 6, my people are destroyed through a lack of knowledge. And I love that verse because it says people are rejecting even knowledge. And I just want to give you knowledge. Add to your faith so that we can participate in his divine nature, that we can have a hope in Jesus. And thank God for science, and thank God for medicine, thank God for the government, thank God for social media and the means to educate people. But can we have a knowledge of the Word of God? Listen to Psalm 91, verses 7 to 11. I want you to know, add this to your faith. It says, 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near to you. You will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is a refuge. No evil shall be able to befall you. No plague will come near to your tent. I want you to notice that verse. Watch it. It says, because you have made the Lord your dwelling place. Well, right now, that's online. You're watching in Wave Church. You're watching. You're in God's house. It's a little different. But the Lord, you've made him your dwelling place. I was thinking about this. I was thinking about, you know, my people perish through a lack of knowledge. And I just think we got to know more of what the Word of God says. And then add to your faith knowledge about being home with your family. How well do you know your kids? How well do you know your wife? Who are your kids' friends? What makes them laugh? As a matter of fact, I've even got a video that we're going to show right now of my wife and I interacting in our backyard. And it's actually a video about me doing this vegetable garden for her and just how hard she laughed. And I got to tell you, right now, we can actually do it with a bit of laughter. Check out this video real quick. You're going to love it. Okay.
Well, so, I thought it was going to be a little simpler, but there we go. They don't have anything else in Hampton Roads but this, right?
Yep. So let's have a look. What's in this tub here? What's in the first tub? You don't know what's in it? Okay. What's in the second tub? Okay. Honey, what's in the third tub? Darling, tell me what's in the tub. All right. Do we have strawberries somewhere in the mix? We do. Where would the strawberry, honey, where would the strawberries be? Come on, tell me.
This is hilarious.
That, without a doubt, was one of the funniest moments that it's the hardest I've seen Sharon laugh. And here's my question. Add to your faith knowledge. Do you know how to get your family to have a good laugh right now? Because frankly, we could do with some joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Listen to this one. And this one's big for us right now in this climate. I'm hearing reports of domestic abuse going up. I'm hearing reports of the sales of alcohol have gone through the roof. And listen to this one. Add to your faith self-control. In other words, sometimes we got to learn how to delay gratification. You know, I want you to think about this. Men decide their habits, but your habits decide your future. Everything we have now is high speed. Everything's high tech. Everything's internet. Everything's microwave. And yet I just want to encourage you to understand what it looks like right now to add to your faith self-control. Listen, don't pick up any new habits that are bad. Don't be allowing yourself at home to fall into temptation and vulnerabilities. But come on, in this season, add to your faith some self-control at that time. Show some, be careful. Don't just get online shopping, buying everything where you're spending more than you're earning right now. Add to your faith some self-control. I love this one. Add to your faith perseverance. You know, there's an old commercial in Australia called the Avon Lady. And of course, we all know who the Avon Lady is. That was all back decades ago. And the Avon Lady would come knocking on your door and trying to sell you products. And she used to sing, the song used to go, I'm going to knock on your door, ring on your bell, tap on your window too. And of course, I'm not the best singer in the world, but I got to tell you, I will never forget that song. It says, I'm going to knock and ring and tap and knock and ring and tap until you do. And I think sometimes God's saying to us, come on, we need to be like the Avon Lady. Let's knock on the door of heaven. Listen to what it says. Ask and keep on asking and it will be given to you. Seek and keep on seeking and you will find it. Knock and keep on knocking and the door will be opened to you. Can I just encourage us? Come on, don't let the anticipation of how long this is going to last and all the news of the doom and the gloom that's out there to cause you to just come to a place of anxiety. But come on, we need to add to our faith perseverance. Look at the next one. You've got to add to your faith godliness. The Bible says, actually, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, God said, let us make man in our image. Do you know, God was not alone. God, in that instance, is community. He's plural. He's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And he said, let us make man in our image. Plural. We were never called to be in isolation. We need each other. And add to your faith godliness. It is a godly thing to be reaching out through technology and through the means that we have to make sure that we're connecting. And that's a powerful thought. We can actually listen to this, add to your faith godliness. That literally means be godlike. We are made in the image of God, and God was never in isolation. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, community. And I want you to look at that picture even, God the Father, God the Son, family. And let's add to our faith. It's godly to be around family, and let's do it. And then the last two, real quick. You got to add to your faith brotherly love. Can I just say to everybody right now that we could be participators of his divine nature, that we could actually participate in his glory and his goodness, that we would understand if we have these qualities in increasing measure, that the reason for it is because of Easter. And can I just say, let's show some brotherly love. Let's show kindness. People are a little stressed out. People are a little snappy. People are a little, less tolerant than they have been. Don't be mad at them. Just understand. Let's be brotherly love. And the last one is add to your faith love. And I just want to say, come on, let's love people. Let's love life and let's love God. And I want to say this as I close. The Bible says love is patient. And I just want to encourage us on this Easter resurrection Sunday morning. Let your hope be in Jesus. Let your faith be not in faith, but let your faith be because of what was accomplished in the finished work of Calvary. I want to pray for you right now, this Easter Sunday. Now listen, Wave Church, please don't disappear on me right now. This is a very important part of our service. Everything we do for church is for this moment. I want to talk to every single person watching online, whoever you are, wherever you are. I want to say to you, look at me now, this Easter resurrection Sunday morning, there could not be a better day to put your faith in Jesus. There cannot be a better time for you. And I'm talking to every single campus right across our Wave family. And I'm so glad I get a chance to be dad to all of our Wave family. I'm so glad I get a chance to talk to everybody online. Do you know Jesus? Are you a Christian? Do you know what it is to be forgiven of your sins? Have you ever had a life-changing encounter with Jesus? Not do you believe in God? I got to tell you, there's a lot of people who believe in God. They believe in God exists, but do you know Him personally? Have you ever had a life-changing encounter with Jesus? I want to pray for you. If you say, Steve, I don't know what you're talking about. I couldn't think of a better time, a better day, and a better moment to put your faith in Jesus than right now. Jesus gave His life for you. Why don't you today make a decision to give your life to Him, to surrender to His Lordship, to be a participator of His divine nature, and to know what it is to be in His glory and in His goodness. Can I pray for you right now? Come on, pray this prayer. Everybody, lean in right now. Come on. Father, if you want to pray this prayer, pray it with me. Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus to come into my life. I ask you to make yourself real to me. I thank you, Jesus, you're doing that right now. I thank you, Lord, my sins are forgiven. I have got newness of life. You are the resurrection. You are the life. And now I'm a participator in your divine nature, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed this message by Pastor Steve Kelly. You can find more resources by Pastor Steve at stevekelly.tv and wavechurch.com.